looking at Detroit's 23 square miles of vacant land, figuring out how to use that land in ways that enrich the lives of longtime and new residents. That's the focus of this week's third edition of Culture Lab Detroit. It's an annual design and urbanism symposium where creative people from around the world gather in Detroit to exchange ideas and to collaborate. Jane Schulach is founder of Culture Lab Detroit. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
How would you describe Culture Lab Detroit, this happening? It's more than an event. It really is a happening that you have founded.
Well, what I am is a platform for connectivity. We invite artists, designers, and architects from all over the world to come to learn about Detroit and then to come up with collaborations within Detroit so that they're not just coming and checking us out, but they're actually making something. And I choose people whose practice is all about that. You know, for instance, this year we have Alice Waters coming, who started the Edible Schoolyard Kitchen Gardens, and she's looking very closely all over Detroit at hopefully being able to do some collaborations within the schools and getting to know what's happening in the urban ag scene in Detroit mm-hmm. and how incredible it is. I have an architect coming from Japan, Sue Fujimoto. He uses very humble materials, and his structures are all about the interaction between nature and people. And Will Allen is coming. He's the first urban farmer out of Milwaukee. He used to be a basketball player. And I have another person coming from France, Patrick Blanc, who is the first vertical gardener. He does covers buildings in green, you know, many, many tens and hundreds of feet high.
These are all people that have broken ground in their creative fields.
Yeah, but how they express themselves are completely different, which I think makes for a very interesting group. And also, Detroit is such a diverse, interesting, large city, and I think it can handle all these different types, and hopefully we can create very meaningful collaborations on the ground.
And interesting to bring in fresh eyes.
Yes, yes, but always with great respect to the efforts, which are incredible, already going on, you know, in Detroit.
And how much of this is working in and including the voices of the longtime Detroit residents?
Well, one of the things that I do, so I have these public conversations, mm-hmm. and everybody's invited in, but the other piece of all of this is that I take the participants on very in-depth tours, and they get to meet the people that have been longtime residents or longtime activists or longtime artists, because it's very important. They need to understand the juxtaposition of over time of what's happened and the direction that we're taking, and who are the people that are really forming it and that have been doing it, you know, all along. So in order for them to come up with the right collaboration and the right idea that fits naturally, they need to go through this process of learning about what Detroit is. So I work very hard at educating them.
Culture Lab Detroit is free. It is open to the public, as Jane said. There is dialogue September 10th on Greening the City, the Politics and Possibilities of Green Space, and then September 11th, Culture Lab Detroit Dialogue on Architecture and Nature, Designing for Today's Urban Landscape. And if you live in, let's say, Grand Rapids or Traverse City, you can live stream the events. So just go to culturelabdetroit.org. You'll get all the details. Jane Schulach is the founder of Culture Lab Detroit. Thanks so much for being with us, Jane.
Oh, you're welcome. It was great. Thank you for having me.